This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thanks for holding. Appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just have two comments. I went to renew my license plate tags, and we have an old courthouse where they do that business. And right outside the door, they have a table with a lady that says you have to put your mask on, and they are taking names and phone numbers. And
it's all contact tracing, getting you ready for apps on your phone. It's so evil, sir.
Oh, yes. I said, well, I have a medical exemption. She said it doesn't matter. And I said, who does this information go to and why are you taking it? I don't know. I just work
it. It goes to the health department and puts you in a database. And then you have to sue them. You have to say, listen, get your manager. I'm going to sue you. State and federal law says I don't have to. We have to enforce against them. What ended up happening?
Yes. And one more observation. I listen to the local. I don't watch television anymore. I listen to the local radio station, and they have a national news. They had a one-line news that said North Dakota has such a high positive rate that the governor has called out the National Guard to enforce quarantines in North Dakota. And I thought, my God, is this a test run of getting started on the whole country?
Sir, I saw that too. Yeah, they have almost no deaths, but, oh, they did record testing. It's everywhere. And so, oh, they're false tests, so now things shut down. And they're doing it to every business. Joe Rogan shut down because the company makes them test everyone, and then his producer came up positive, even though most of the tests are false positive. It's just unbelievable. God bless you, Tom. Now, there it is. North Dakota National Guard helps with test results. Same thing in England. They're having the military out. This is their power grab, their excuse to track you, to control you, and pose as saviors. This is the criminal scared. This is the pedophile ring scared. I'm not saying that governor's a pedophile. He just looks like one. Jerome in New York. Jerome, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
I'm all right, brother.
Look at, let me segue off that last caller about the mask and all. Hey, over in mainland China, I talked to my son, and I get to see my grandson every morning. I use WeChat. And everything is going just like it was before any COVID showed up. I mean, everything's open, schools.
No. China just launched the attack. They're not shut down. We're shut down forever. That's how this works. China's not shut down. We're shut down forever.
Yeah, it's normal. Everything's back to normal. But anyway, here's what I want to talk about is China. Oh, China Joe. You know something? If people need to go back to the beginning. And they're not looking at that, I don't think. Back when John Kerry was appointed to Secretary of State, and then his son shows up, old Chris Hines, then old Hunter Biden, he gets kicked out of the Navy, you know, because he has a drug test he busted. Oh, yeah, by the way, when he got into the Navy, they gave him like a two-year dispensation because of some kind of a drug problem. He was 44, and I think 42 is the maximum age. Then he goes in and gets a commission right off the bat. You know, it's dirty from the very beginning to now. And don't forget who was Secretary of State before John Kerry. Yeah, your favorite lady, Hillary Clinton. She just probably handed John Kerry the list and said, here you go, fill you up your duffel bags. I think that's why Hunter Biden went to the Navy, so he could steal a bunch of duffel bags so he could fill them full of money. But anyway, if you start looking at that situation there, John Kerry and China Joe were real good buddies when they were in the Senate. Then after they got, you know, married up over there and the Secretary of State and Vice President, Oh, it was just a shark fest. You got
Jerome, I couldn't say it better. Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. Sasha Baron Cohen has called for me to be taken off the air. He's called for arresting tech executives that don't serve the aims of the ADL and their un-American activities. And now, just like he got caught over a decade ago, they tell Ron Paul he's being interviewed when he's running for president. They tell him it's an interview in a hotel. They say, please wait in here. And then Sasha Baron Cohen tries to have sex with him. And Ron Paul says, get away from me, and leaves. And they call it homophobic that he didn't have sex with him. Well, he's been caught again, arch criminal that he is. He's against our free speech, but he tries to set people up using it. An entrapment. Rudolph Giuliani, it turns out, 6 to 8 months ago, they get him, they're trying to set him up. They say, oh, this is my 15-year-old daughter. It's really a 22-year-old woman. They say, please come in this room, wait. They make him wait over an hour. Then he's fixing his microphone in his pants. She comes in, and they go, oh, there's a young 15-year-old, and he's fixing his pants. And Drudge Report, I guess now run by CNN, has the still shot of this. This is what's going on. So media will cover this. The Guardian will cover this, but not Hunter Biden's laptop where he says, Dad, I'm naked with 14-year-old girls. I'm smoking crack and all the rest of it. Just unbelievable to see this. So here's what he tried with Ron Paul. And he tries this with everybody. He's like, oh, I've got a room interview. Oh, wait in here while we get things ready. And then he comes at you, or some tart, some harpy he's hired comes at you, who wasn't underage and who Giuliani did nothing. He's literally adjusting his microphone. Here is what he did to Ron Paul.
I'm here with Congressman Ron Paul, who was the 2008 presidential candidate. So tell me, who are you wearing?
Well, I don't even know, because it's pretty conventional and I'm pretty, in that sense, pretty ordinary. But the message is not ordinary.
Oh, wir haben ein Licht verloren. Möchte Sie in einen anderen Raum entspannen?
So they lie and say the light's broken. So, please go relax in this room. Puts him in the side bedroom. Tries to have sex with him. They leave newspapers for him.
Do you want to sit on the bed?
Oh, I don't care for any, no.
There's no ice bucket, but I know a good place to put it.
Because he's a predator. He's a predator, see?
Yeah, you were great in that. Have you done a lot of television before?
Oh, well, off and on you throughout the years. This last year, a tremendous amount.
Sure.
A lot of them.
Do you want some strawberries or maybe some oysters?
Okay.
I'm going to light some candles, if that's okay. It really loosens you up.
Super hardcore medical doctor.
Totally. Has anyone ever told you you look like Enrique Iglesias?
He hasn't clicked yet. No, he does.
Of course not. You're much cuter. Aha!
Paul picks up a newspaper.
I love music. Dancing. I used to be a dancer.
Paul starts looking for hidden cameras. Guy figures it out. He tries to kick his ass.
Look. Man, a raven is the pattern.
Hey, get out of here.
What?
Right.
This is in.
Then he goes out and says he tried to, you know. So that's what they've done to Giuliani now. Giuliani faces questions. Show the Drudge Report still. And Giuliani's already come out about this. They say the same thing. Oh, a light's broken. Go in this room. Oh, it's my daughter. She walks in. He's like literally laying on the bed there. He like tucks his shirt in like anybody did. Yeah, okay, what's up? Because there's only a room with a bed. Same crap over again. Man, these people are criminal filth. Paul Joseph Watson's taking over. I want you to get Jeff's name and number from Canada. I want it to be the first caller tomorrow. Don't forget, you guys are great, but you do forget this one thing. I want that to be the first caller tomorrow because you're talking about something serious. InfoWars being taken off the air, next level censorship. That's where they're going. But you can keep us on air because money blocks the globalist DNC lawsuits, keeps us on air, and allows us to expand operations and fight them. We're so critical, you know that. InfoWarsStore.com. PrepareWithAlex.com's got some big specials right now. Get your DNA Force Plus. Get your X2. Get your X3. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's still discounted massively. You know it's going to sell out. Ultra 12. All this boosts your body's natural defense is what you need anyways. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all for your financial support and your word of mouth. Paul Joseph Watson takes over right now from London, England. Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yes, we are live and we're continuing to talk about this fake Rudy Giuliani scandal that isn't a scandal, that is solely designed to distract from the real sex scandal, that being Hunter Biden's laptop. Want to remind people, by the way, this seemed longer ago than it actually is. It was actually only as recently as June that Mr. Sacha Baron Cohen, who has now interjected himself into a presidential election once again, tried to pull another stunt. This time at an event in Olympia, a March for Our Rights 3, which was a patriot conservative rally. This is an article out of CNN. Bear in mind, this one fell completely flat on its face. It made him look stupid because it contradicted the entire narrative that he tries to push over and over again in his movies, specifically in this Borat movie, the sequel of which apparently now, as we've learned, features this embarrassing incident with Giuliani. Of course, the main drive of Borat, and these are the movies that Baron Cohen has been behind, is to make conservatives look intolerant, look racist, look hateful, by him acting out, by him acting obnoxiously as a, quote, foreigner, as an immigrant, and then having them react in a negative, intolerant way. Problem with that is that in the vast majority of cases, even the ones in the movies, it only turns out that the conservatives who he tries to provoke react in a patient, tolerant way. I mean, how many video clips out of his movies have we seen where he sits there at dinner for an hour or two, probably, to gather the footage from the length of the clips we've seen, and continually tries to provoke conservatives to say something outrageous, to attack him personally, either because he's a, quote, foreigner, in the case of the Borat character, or gay, in the case of the Bruno character, as we saw in the clip that was just played there. Problem is, it falls flat on its face almost every time. CNN headline from June. A right-wing group got pranked at a rally, and they believe Sacha Baron Cohen is behind it. Now, this was on Twitter for probably a matter of hours back in June, and it disappeared quite quickly because it obviously fell flat on its face. Basically, what happened is they had this March for Our Rights 3 rally in Olympia. They had a little stage where people gave speeches. Then Sacha Baron Cohen, who was dressed up in this instance as the stereotypical intolerant racist redneck, got up on stage and started ranting, spouting racist platitudes. The problem is he was obviously intending to make fools out of the audience, the organizers of this patriot rally, because he probably expected to whoop, holler, and cheer.
He's an ADL, anti-free speech, UN rat, trying to frame Republicans, and he keeps blowing up in his face. But what about him pulling his pants down on Ron Paul? It's the same crap with Giuliani. There's a 22-year-old woman saying it's his daughter, go in this room, she's jumping on him, and now it's his fault?
Yeah, and if you've seen the pictures of this, who he was told was a 15-year-old. She's obviously in her mid-20s. You can see that from the pictures. He was taking off his mic and tucking his shirt into his pants. That's clearly what happened. And yet we have headlines saying that Giuliani now was trying to solicit sex from a 15-year-old girl. The girl wasn't 15. She's an actress in her mid-20s. And also, the other aspect of this, of course, is we've had this big censorship controversy over the past week about leaked information, quote, unconfirmed information from Hunter Biden's laptop, and that being the sole reason for the New York Post, for example, still being locked out of its
Twitter. But Twitter has no problem with this unsubstantiated crap.
Yeah, and many people have made the point, Alex, that this could indeed break revenge porn laws in New York. Many people are making that point right now. In fact, I've got a couple of tweets. The Emiles Chong tweets, Borat tried to make it look like Giuliani was soliciting sex from a minor by running into a room claiming a 24, 25-year-old actress was 15. In reality, he wasn't soliciting sex from her. The Democrats will sink to incredible lows. Jack Posobiec makes the point, Twitter will allow unlawful dissemination of intimate photos of Rudy Giuliani, but censored everyone who shared the New York Post factual story about Biden's foreign corruption. So a bunch of people making the point that this stunt, this apparent prank, is actually a violation of revenge porn laws, but Twitter's doing nothing to censor it because we know what team they're on. Don't go away, we'll be right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So the very same mainstream media and social media that has either blacklisted or censored completely the very real evidence of criminal activity regarding Hunter Biden's laptop potentially involving minors has now flooded the narrative with this supposed bombshell scandal where Rudy Giuliani tucks his shirt into his pants. Yes, this could swing the election the other way. This is so bombshell, so incredible, apparently. Oh, by the way, you know every time Project Veritas and James O'Keefe release a video, of which we're going to play another one later today in terms of insiders, whistleblowers within Google and other social media companies, what does the media do? What do they say in response? Oh, the video's edited. It's edited, it's taken out of context, therefore it's completely unreliable. But then you get one screenshot from Rudy Giuliani on a bed in a hotel room, tucking his shirt into his pants. And suddenly I'm seeing tweets and I'm seeing headlines seriously charging Rudy Giuliani with attempting to solicit sex with a 15-year-old. The girl isn't 15, she's an actress in her mid-20s, and he was tucking his shirt into his pants. But apparently, within the space of an hour, that's now soliciting sex from a minor. This is how the Democrats work. Of course, their stunt didn't work back in June, as I mentioned before the break, when Sacha Baron Cohen tried to prank a Patriot rally in Olympia by getting up on stage and spouting racist platitudes, expecting the audience to cheer and support him. What they actually did was cut his mic and drag him off the stage, kind of disproving his entire narrative, his entire setup as he went into that prank. That failed, but now he's back. And coincidentally, he's back, what is it, one day after Rudy Giuliani said that the bombshells regarding Hunter Biden's laptop are going to come day after day. Suddenly now Rudy Giuliani finds himself at the center of a scandal. Well, it's almost like they timed it. Headline out of The Guardian, Rudy Giuliani faces questions. Questions after compromising scene in new Borat film. And again, Borat is a character who in the first film tries to provoke conservatives into doing racist, intolerant things throughout the entire movie. And yet throughout the entire movie, the vast majority are just nice, welcoming people. Oh my God, owned. So they've tried to go a step beyond with this. It says the reputation of Rudy Giuliani could be set for a further blow with the release of highly embarrassing footage in Sacha Baron Cohen's follow-up to Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen, by the way, who uses his right to free speech to set up all these pranks, to claim that a girl's 15 and send her apparently into a prank that involved a sexual situation, which as commentators on Twitter are now suggesting that could be a crime in and of itself, but that's okay for him to exercise his free speech. You want your free speech, though? Ain't gonna happen. He gets up in front of ADL conferences and says that Alex Jones needs to be banned, everybody else needs to be silenced apart from him, despite the fact that people are making very serious allegations now that he could have in fact committed a crime by overseeing this prank. Says in the film, released on Friday, the former New York mayor and current personal attorney to Donald Trump is seen reaching into his trousers and apparently touching his genitals. Apparently, they use the word apparently because the photos don't actually show that. While reclining on a bed in the presence of the actor playing Borat's daughter, who is posing as a TV journalist. Again, the idea that a 15-year-old would be a TV journalist is inexplicable in many ways. Following an obsequious interview for a fake conservative news program, The pair retreat at her suggestion for a drink to the bedroom of a hotel suite, which is rigged with concealed cameras. Now, I think the biggest charge that you can level against Giuliani is that he's an idiot, and that how has he not noticed, for one, that this is Borat, unless he hadn't actually met Sacha Baron Cohen playing Borat before this whole stunt was set up. And yes, obviously going to a hotel room with a woman who is obviously in her mid-20s, someone who you've just met, kind of might have rang some alarm bells, but that's probably what we can charge him with at this point, is being an idiot. Continues to say, after she removes his microphone, Giuliani, 76, can be seen lying back on the bed, fiddling with his untucked shirt and reaching into his trousers. Again, they don't mention the fact that he's tucking his shirt in. They mention the fact that he removed his microphone, but then obviously if you remove the microphone, then you have to readjust your clothing. That's obviously what happened here. And but they literally spin it as soliciting sex with a 15-year-old. I've seen actual headlines. I'm sure they're feverishly editing them as we speak, given Giuliani's reputation as an aggressive prosecutor. Going to be a lawsuit city by the end of this. They are then interrupted by Borat, who runs in and says, she's 15, she's too old for you. Representatives of Giuliani have not replied to the Guardian's request for comment. Now, bearing in mind, this is a guy in Sacha Baron Cohen who has been protected by the establishment to such an extent and for such an extended period of time over the past 20 years plus, that he is basically, from my memory, the only person who can culturally appropriate in the past both black people and gay people and get away with it in the present. Of course, we've had numerous instances of people like Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface and then having to grovel and apologize for it 20 years later. We've had actresses and actors who are scheduled to play the parts of LGBT characters, and because they're not personally gay or transgender themselves, they then almost get cancelled by social media or they have to withdraw from the role. Same thing didn't happen to Sacha Baron Cohen. Now, I know that he didn't black up for his Ali G character. This was a character on British comedy television about 20 years ago, 22 years ago. But again, he adopted all the mannerisms, all the patois of a black person while being a white person, basically playing a black character. He doesn't get cancelled. He doesn't get retrospectively cancelled for that. Then, of course, he released a movie. I think it was in 2009, actually, called Bruno, where he plays this outrageous gay character. That was the clip you saw previously where they tried to entrap Ron Paul. So he can play this outrageous, offensive gay character, riffing off all these supposed gay stereotypes that we're supposed to eschew now and are supposed to be part of the ancient past, but he can get away with that as recently as 2009 and not get retrospectively cancelled like a lot of other people have had, and like actors and actresses have been hounded by social media mobs merely for scheduling themselves or being approached or accepting a role as a gay character in a movie when they're not personally gay. They can't get away with it, but Sacha Baron Cohen can. I wonder why that is. Kendall has been released without any context, without any discussion of the fact that this is obviously edited. The explanation is there that he's removing the mic. He's the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. By the big media networks, it's basically zero. We've seen Twitter, Facebook censor the very real scandal, criminal scandal of Hunter Biden's laptop. They've ignored it, they've blacklisted it, they've censored it, and now they've replaced it with this scandal, which is a complete non-scandal. Basically.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday. Comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. We're going to move on now and talk about lockdown and the fact that this imposition, the greatest imposition on our liberties in peacetime memory, specifically in the United Kingdom, continues to accelerate, and indeed continues to accelerate across the world. Earlier today, we had the shocking and tragic headline, Australia, 4 newborn babies die after being denied heart surgery due to COVID travel rules. Will this be a big story, or will it disappear? It's already disappeared, let's be honest. 4 newborn babies in Adelaide, Australia have died after being denied life-saving heart surgery due to coronavirus travel restrictions. What happened is that these babies in Adelaide, these sick, ill babies who needed treatment, were in a city, the only mainland Australian capital, that doesn't provide pediatric cardiac surgery. So they have to send around 100 babies a year from Adelaide over to Melbourne to get this vital life-saving treatment. Problem being is that now in Australia, where they have a lockdown, you're not allowed to travel from Adelaide to Melbourne, and they're having to send these babies probably more than double from what I saw in terms of the distance, double the travel distance over to Sydney. So these babies aren't getting treatment, and four of them just this past month alone have died, specifically because of coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Professor John Spigos said four babies who had died in Adelaide in the past month have been unable to be transferred and would have almost certainly benefited from on-site surgery. Now, we've made the point, we've cited the experts over and over again, the lockdown restrictions will end up killing more people than the virus itself, and we're already starting to see that. Germany's Minister of Economic Cooperation and Development, Gerd Müller, warned recently that lockdown measures throughout the globe will end up killing more people than the coronavirus itself. He cites 400,000 deaths from malaria and HIV on the African continent alone. Oh, but I thought progressives really cared about black people. 400,000 of them dead. Keep wearing your mask. He added that 500,000 more will die from tuberculosis. This came after a leaked study from inside the German Ministry of the Interior, which revealed that the impact of the country's lockdown could end up killing more people than the coronavirus itself. Again, due to victims of other serious illnesses not receiving treatment. Nobody ever talks about it, yet the death toll continues to climb higher and higher. We have Professor Richard Sullivan out of the UK who warned that there will be more excess cancer deaths in the UK alone than total coronavirus deaths. Again, because people are either having their treatments cancelled by the hospital while the nurses do TikTok dancing videos, because that's way more important, or they've been petrified by the hysterical media into thinking that if they leave their homes, they're going to catch coronavirus and die. Despite the fact that even for example, in the case of someone like Donald Trump, who is overweight and 74 years old, his chances of surviving coronavirus were 96% plus, and obviously he beat it within a matter of days. That reality is not being echoed in the mainstream media to the point where, for example, in America, the average American thinks 30 million Americans have died of coronavirus. They literally believe that. That's what the average, that's not the far end of the spectrum. That's what the average American believes. Some of them believe it's killed more than 30 million. Similar case in the UK, where we've had under 50,000 coronavirus deaths, of course, the vast majority of whom had comorbidities and unfortunately would have died anyway, but they just put COVID on the death certificate, where people think 5 million people have died in the United Kingdom purely because of media hysteria. Experts have also warned that there will be 1.4 million deaths globally from untreated TB infections due to the lockdown. But the vast majority of those people are in the third world, so I guess we don't give a damn, do we? We're so progressive. As we previously highlighted, a data analyst consortium in South Africa found that the economic consequences of the country's lockdown will lead to 29 times more people dying than the coronavirus itself. And that was a minimal equation. It's probably going to be hundreds of times more. And in terms of years shaved off lives, the lockdown will cause massively more years to be shaved off lives than the virus itself. We've been telling you about this for the past 6 months. Has it been adopted into government policy? No. They're making the lockdowns even more draconian, despite the fact that all the graphs show the lockdowns have made infections even worse. Gee, I wonder if people wearing masks, touching masks, then touching surfaces all the time is actually driving more infections. But you can't talk about that because you get banned immediately. 50,000 children surgeries postponed. This is out of Breitbart. Deaths on transplant waiting lists near double due to lockdown. The UK's coronavirus lockdown has impacted every area of healthcare. Now, the Office for National Statistics figures have revealed there were 25,000 excess deaths at private homes since the beginning of the year, with only 9% being as a result of coronavirus. And in fact, if you look at the graphs, the five-year average, which I tweeted out earlier, the average for deaths over the past several weeks, in fact, from what I'm looking at the graph over the past 15 to 20 weeks, the average deaths per week are lower than the five-year average. And that's even accounting for coronavirus deaths. Deaths from flu and pneumonia have gone down over the past 6 weeks or so. And yet we're fed this narrative in the media. There you see the graph there. Those are the current average deaths in the United Kingdom. The blue line and the orange line kind of looks like normal, doesn't it? But no, we're told by the mainstream media the hospitals are being overwhelmed. They're going to have to put people in corridors. There's going to be death on a massive scale unless we put everyone under house arrest. Oh, but it's not called house arrest, is it? It's not even called lockdown anymore. It's called a circuit breaker. And it's only for 2 weeks. No, we lied. It's for 3 weeks. No, it's for 6 weeks. No, it's for 6 months. Stay in your homes, even though the hospitals are not at capacity. And they've been caught lying time and time again, saying that, for example, in Manchester, which has just introduced the strictest circuit breaker, which is just another lockdown, lying to the public, saying that hospitals are overstretched, that they're way over capacity. When people pointed out that the actual capacity for hospital beds in Manchester was lower than normal compared to October 2019, they still continued to claim that they were over capacity. Meanwhile, lockdownskeptics.org, in its post from today, says lockdown's lethal death toll. Award-winning investigative journalist David Rose wrote a sensational front-page story for the Mail, documenting the scale of the collateral damage to public health caused by the lockdown and the continuing restrictions. He's brought together more than 130 studies, and the article documented the impact of this disastrous policy on every sphere of health, including cancer, heart disease, addiction, the welfare of children, domestic violence, and mental illness. Among the revelations are the following. Delays in treatment are set to cause a 20% rise in deaths among newly diagnosed cancer patients in England, 6,270 excess deaths this year. Again, because people aren't getting treatment, their appointments are getting cancelled, or they're afraid to go into the hospital. Treatment for strokes fell by 45% during lockdown, and there were more than 2,000 excess deaths from heart disease. More than 50,000 operations for children were cancelled. You also have this thing where they're saying the kids aren't getting their vaccines. I thought the progressive, caring Bill Gates left loved their childhood vaccines. They're not getting them anymore. Maybe that's not such a bad thing. Organ transplants fell by 2/3, with the number of those who died on the transplant waiting list almost doubling. Total waiting list for routine orthopedic and eye operations at record levels. Calls to child abuse helplines rocketed. Of course, domestic abuse incidents have also rocketed, as we've seen over the past 6 months. Rates of depression and anxiety doubled. Thousands of recovering alcoholics have relapsed. And I think the last count on the prescription of antidepressant drugs in the United States was a rise of 86%, which is obviously a sign that we're going to see, tragically, way more suicides because of this disastrous lockdown policy that will end up killing more people than COVID-19. Summit.news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Here we get into the latest Project Veritas revelations from James O'Keefe. Of course, we have the media hysterically claiming that, oh, the videos are edited, the videos are edited, you can't take them seriously. And yet, one edited out-of-context video of Rudy Giuliani in a hotel room is now the biggest story in America. That's fine, but James O'Keefe videos, they're all edited, you can't trust them. First, though, we're going to go to this video. Headline: Jewish restaurant in New York City hit with coronavirus fine for leaving door open. He was visited by a sacred, anointed COVID inspector for the crime, the egregious crime of leaving his restaurant door open with nobody seated inside, because you can't do that in many areas of New York. That's bad, that's evil. And he was hit with a fine and a summons, and he recorded the interaction with the sacred, anointed COVID inspector, and here is the video.
Because my doors are open, I want to understand. Look, if you don't want to, you don't need to sign it. I know you're recording me.
That's fine. I'm allowed to record you.
I'm going
to
give you a copy, and then...
You're giving me a ticket because my doors are open, sir?
The charge is spelled out here.
There's nobody sitting in the restaurant. Everything is okay. You're giving me a ticket because my doors are open? What if my store is hot? I'm not allowed to open the door because the store is hot?
Everything is spelled out in the summons. I'm going to give you a copy, and I'm going to leave.
Can I have your name, please? Is it on the report?
These rules, but it's not fair that only because my doors are open and I'm getting a violation. You know, I'm struggling here every single day. It's hard for me. And there was nobody inside the store, obviously, because we don't have dining. We only have takeout. There was nobody in the store, and I'm only getting a ticket because my doors are open. Can you just please repeat that sentence why I'm getting a violation? It's because I was I'm operating in a red zone with... What is that? In the red zone, you're only supposed to do pickup and delivery at the door. Everything's spelled out here in the summer.
So, but I'm doing pickup and delivery. When the guy walked in, I told him to step outside. That was not good enough?
I'm not here to argue. I'm just reporting.
So they have the confrontation with the sacred anointed COVID inspector, of course. He was in a, quote, red zone. They opened up most of the restaurants in New York on September 30, but said they could only have 25% capacity, which is nowhere near enough. They're all going out of business. The high street's crumbling. People are going to be unemployed. That's going to lead to poverty. That's eventually going to lead to death. It's not a matter of health versus the economy. The economy is health. So some of these restaurants have been able to open indoors. They've got these weird bubbles, which I posted on Twitter yesterday, of these trendy hipsters LARPing as homeless people by the looks of it by dining outside in bubbles. But even in areas where indoor dining is allowed, capacity is restricted to 25% and tables must be separated by a minimum of 6 feet in all directions. A recent report by the New York City Hospitality Alliance found that out of 450 city restaurants in New York, around 87% failed to make full rental payments for August, and 34% were unable to pay at all. They're all going out of business, the vast majority of them are never coming back because of this virus and because of the mainstream media hysteria that's been rammed down people's throats to the point where they will literally jump out of the way if you walk near them in public. Meanwhile, RT reports people will have to live with coronavirus forevermore, says UK expert on government's advisory committee. John Edmonds, a British epidemiologist on the government's COVID-19 advisory committee, which has been proven wrong time and time again in every single model it publishes, by the way, but we continue to trust them, warned UK lawmakers that there is very little chance of the coronavirus being eliminated. He said vaccines could slow its spread. He's basically come out and said, we need more lockdown, and even if we have more lockdown, the virus is never going away. They've got this ridiculous policy, it seems, especially in countries like Scotland, where they actually think they can achieve zero COVID. It's kind of like zero carbon emissions, i.e. completely impossible, unless at great devastating cost to the human race in terms of freedoms, liberties, the economy. But that's apparently what they're going for, and now he's saying it's going to last forevermore. You saw the article there we had from a U.S. Army official saying that these social distancing measures, this COVID restriction, dystopian hell, is going to last forever. You had CNN's chief security correspondent come out a few weeks ago and say that the mask wearing is permanent. All of this is permanent. We were told we needed to just give up a little bit of our freedoms for a short amount of time and we'd all get back to normal. No, this is the new normal, and it's forever. But there is some pushback. There is some real resistance building, and that's starting to be evident in the polls, where especially in the United Kingdom, still a majority of people will support lockdowns when they're asked by these pollsters. But when they're actually being honest as to whether they comply with the law, I think one of the recent polls showed that only 18% of the British population were complying with lockdown laws. And that makes sense because the government came out literally a couple of days ago and said that you can't have sex with your partner. So this whole thing about, oh, stop controlling my body, I'm progressive. And yet you support a law where the government says you can't have sex with your wife or girlfriend if you don't live with her. And yet they support it. The same people who support my body, my choice in the context of abortion. We've got another clip now, though. This is the based British grandma from Yorkshire, where I hail from originally, being featured shockingly on BBC News. And this, I think she's 84 years old. And even she's up there saying, don't sacrifice the future of the country. Don't sacrifice many more deaths in terms of what lockdown will cause simply to shield vulnerable older people. And they're not even following that policy anyway. But she's saying, to her credit, I'm 84 years old. I think she's 84 around that age. I want to live the rest of my life in freedom, not under house arrest. Here's the short clip. Let's roll it.
I think it's all ridiculous. We should never have been in lockdown. All the people who are vulnerable should have been helped and kept them safe. And all the rest of us, I'm 83, I don't give a sod. I look at it this way, I've not got all that many years left, and I'm not going to be fastened in a house when the government have got it all wrong. We need, how can we get the country on its feet, money-wise? Where's all the money? By the end of this year, there's going to be millions of people unemployed, and you know who's going to pay for it? All the young ones. Not me, because I'm going to be dead.
Based Yorkshire granny with some common sense red pills right there. I'm shocked that they even allowed that on the BBC. But there you go. It seems public opinion is finally, probably 4 or 5 months too late, starting to shift. Will it be in time? Will it lead to any actual changes? That remains to be seen. Meanwhile, in the US presidential election, headline pollster, hidden voters not reflected in polls will secure Trump re-election. This is coming out of Trafalgar Group, which is interesting because they were only one of two polling firms that correctly predicted Donald Trump's 2016 victory. And they say that he's on course for re-election due to hidden voters who are not reflected in mainstream polling because they are reluctant to admit their support for Trump. So obviously this impact, this effect of, quote, shy Trump voters, common sense dictates has probably escalated after months and months of BLM Antifa riots, where people are reluctant, maybe you could say afraid, of actually telling pollsters their voting preference for Trump because they're afraid of retribution. They're not sure that the poll is truly anonymous. They're not sure that their information is not going to be doxed by journalists. And another scandal to that effect came out today, that journalists were digging through polling data and finding out who was going to vote for Trump, and then trying to reveal their identities to have them targeted because journalists are just such good people, so progressive and friendly and nice. So this head of the polling group, Trafalgar Group, basically said there's clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone. We've seen people being beat up, harassed, doxxed, had their houses torn up because they express political opinions that are not in line with the politically correct establishment. Now, how large this pool of shy Trump voters is remains to be seen. But there was another interesting poll which was put out by Fox News and featured by Florida Daily. And it found that most Americans think their neighbors are quietly voting for Trump. Almost half of those surveyed, 49%, think their neighbors are supporting Trump compared to the 38% who believe their neighbors are backing Biden. So again, that doesn't line up with the national polls, which were all, of course, proven wrong back in 2016. So there could be this hidden, by no means massive, but significant quotient of shy Trump voters who aren't reflected in the polls, but who are going to vote for Trump. And that could be big. That's going to wrap it up. War Room coming up next. Summit.news. Keep it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.